This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Steel.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Boy, no, my fingers are way too fat. Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You guys, you send me a bunch of stuff. I love it. I very much enjoy it. Let's talk about Obama threatening to veto the military spending bill. And why is he doing it? He's doing it because they won't let him close Gitmo. Seriously. I mean, so there's the one thing. He can't have everything he asked for. Right? And so what's he going to do? He's going to veto the bill. Now, here, let me get this back up here because I would look at the comments around it. Now, you know, the military's been made weak. We know this. I mean, really, really, really weak. Especially over the last year. Well, last couple of years, but the last year's really been devastating. Now, since he's taken office, though, he's been cutting and slicing and retiring people because he wants the military to look the way he wants it to look. As if you want to grab one of my writings from a few months ago, you know, he'd like to see our men in high heels. Really, that's what they were. He put them in high heels, a group of them. So they could see what it was like to be a woman, or they could see what it was like to go through the trials of being a woman. Although, you guys still have me confused to no end. Are there genders? Are there not genders? Are there only genders when you decide they're genders? And when you're on the left, if you decide that you're a gender, that's okay. But if you're on the right, you're a gender, that's not okay? I mean, you have gender less, gender fluid. You want to be called a woman, but there are no women because it's gender neutral. You got me confused. And no, I'm not making fun. I'm asking a real question. And the thing that aggravates you is you can't answer it. You're confused yourself as to which one of these things is real or not real or how they flow into each other or even if they make sense at all. Now, on Monday evening, the GOP House Rules Committee wrapped up a hearing on the National Defense Authorization Act for the upcoming fiscal year. Now, the White House Office of Management and Budget issued a 17-page veto threat. 17, I wouldn't get past the first. Okay, yeah, go ahead. Citing in part unwarranted restrictions that would make it more difficult for the president to fulfill his January 2009 executive order to close Guantanamo Bay. Nobody cares. No, seriously. You know, again, just because I know some of you guys worship at his feet, but just because the president says it, because it's a thought, because he thinks if it's a thought in his mind, it's got to be true, got to be accurate, got to be right. And it doesn't matter what the experts say. Now, another one of the administration's objectives is the inclusion of an amendment by Representative Steve Russell of Oklahoma that would allow the contracting of faith-based organizations, which the OMB says would make it easier to discriminate on the basis of sexual orientation, and that Obama administration is committed to promoting equal employment opportunity for all Americans. I mean, really? So you can't contract faith-based operations because there won't be any, they'll immediately beat somebody up for being gay, lesbian, or transgender? You're so sure about that? Isn't that kind of being pronounced guilty before anything actually happens? I'm not, again, I keep telling you guys, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, so whatever. They go on to say that adding the Obama administration is committed to promoting equal opportunity employment for all Americans, unless you're with a faith-based organization, in which case, not so much. House Press Secretary Josh Earnest, again, telling his lies. He told the Washington Blade, which calls the amendment anti-LGBTQ, that he found it rather perverse that some in Congress believe that the president should be taking actions to prevent discrimination. Yeah, it's the spin. It's just the spin from the White House. They're so deep into it now, and I told you guys, he's going to burn the place on the way out, or he's going to try anyway. Mr. Obama is threatening to hurt the volunteer service members if he doesn't get his way. How mature is that, right? Now, it's crazy in times like this that when a radical Islam is dominating the headlines, that the leader of the free world would threaten to veto anything having to do with our military. Again, not that we shouldn't care about them, because I know somebody's going to say, well, that's what Messina means. He just doesn't care about these people. No, it's not it. It is not the top priority. It shouldn't be. The top priority should be keeping all Americans safe. That's a top priority, not a certain group, but keeping all Americans safe. Now, in the interim of doing that, if you want to put in some of these programs that help stop the discrimination against the LGBT community in the military, then fine, but it doesn't go at the top of the list. Sorry. I want to be kept safe. Me, my kids, my grandchildren. Maybe you don't care about yours. I want them to be kept safe from terrorists coming over the border, from illegals coming over the border. Now, somebody says, look, he hates Muslims. We've seen terrorists in all forms, shapes, and sizes, haven't we? We've seen illegal immigrants in all shapes, forms, sizes, and countries, haven't we? So this is you coming up with this. This is you making it a hateful thing. See, this is, I am admonishing my listeners. I'm going to do it myself. Not going to let you get away with it anymore. It's really that simple. You're not going to intimidate us anymore. You're not, because you don't like the words I say, you hurt your widow feelings. And you think I have to stop because of that. Sorry, you're incorrect. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Listen, tell your friends, your loved ones, your enemies, your frenemies, whatever, about the show, what's going on, what we talk about, that kind of thing. I think they'll find it, or I hope that they'll find it somewhat fun and amusing. Look, I've got Becca Keating joining me. We're going to talk about the Founding Fathers and really where they were at. How would they feel about today? We'll be right back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Flockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Flockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Flockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Flockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a nighttime camera, a Sony color TV.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a whole bunch of things you can do up there. And you can get involved in the live chat room going on up there on the website. Now, there are smarter people than I in the chat room. So if I'm boring the crap out of you, you can always go up there, and they will make you laugh and give you something to work with. I've asked Becca Keating to join me. She is the author of a book called Impact Your World, Empowering the Constitutional Conservative Citizen. This is Volume 2. And, Becca, thanks for being with me.
You bet. Glad to be here, Joe.
Always,
thanks so much.
Always a pleasure. So listen, the first off, I hate to use this term, but first, give listeners a Reader's Digest version of what the book's about, and then we'll get into detail.
Well, for the citizens who want to make a difference in this nation, in this world, this book will inspire, as well as give some solid and logical foundation for making a reality. And inspired by our founding father's faithful charge and ripped from today's headline, this is an urgently relevant content that will inform and alert you to make educated and wise choices for you and your family. So I highly recommend it. It's one of those books that's very timely, very relevant. It's a must-read.
Well, you better recommend it. You wrote it.
Yeah, highly recommend it.
So listen, what's a constitutional citizen? Aren't all citizens constitutional, right? I mean...
Well, yeah, that's a good question. Sadly, some of the citizens don't even know what the Constitution is nor what it entails. And it basically is a document that assigns how our government should be running. So I think the important thing is that when we know about it and we can actually go resource it, it's in the back of my book. So when you buy my book, you get a copy of the Constitution. There is a strength that comes with knowing the rules to the game, basically. So when somebody gets out of line, like an elected official, you can call them on it and say, hey, that's not constitutional, right?
Right. Yeah, what are you doing, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but how's that working out for us, though? I mean, come on, let's just be honest about it. We've got a president that steps over the line on a regular basis, thinks that Congress is just an advisory committee, and he still goes ahead and does whatever he darn well pleases. It's why do you think it's not working? Why do you think the Constitution's not being enforced and or working?
I think there's a couple of reasons, one of which is lack of knowledge of the Constitution, for one, and then I would say weak character on the part of those in whom we've elected. And that's why being a constitutional citizen or a conservative who upholds those things and holds those accountable, those that we've elected. And if they don't hold those things that we, for which we've elected them, that's when we basically fire them and hire somebody else. So we the people, I think, it really does trickle down to who we've elected and then holding them, their feet to the fire. Because, I mean, why is Obama in office? It's because there was some part of our voting block that thought, I'm just not going to vote this year. You know, I don't have the conviction to vote for someone like Romney, who maybe is a different type of religious background. And sadly enough, that was 30 million people. Well, 90 million didn't show up to vote.
Yeah.
30 million were evangelicals. So who do we have to blame? Maybe ourselves?
Yeah, I just had this discussion with somebody this morning on an interview, and I said, look, the problem with Christians is that they talk about God's sovereignty, right? You know, they talk and that God's going to do what he wants to do, and prayer's not going to help, and this is not going to help, and that's not going to help. You want to say to them, really? So how do godly men rule, which is what the Bible says, godly men rule, the kingdom is at peace, or the people are joyful. So since when do when do heathens vote for godly men? So evangelicals, if Christians, if religious people aren't up off the couches voting, how do you get a godly man in?
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
And that's one of the things I cover in the book, the disconnect between what I call spiritual and secular. Thinking that something political is a realm in which we can't invade, and yet it's the very realm that we should be invading or impacting. That's why impacting your world is part of the main title. Because when we realize how important each individual is in influencing our sphere, you know, our sphere of influence, that impacts culture. It impacts our neighbors, our city, our state, our nation. And if we don't show up, then really, back to, it's really our fault. And so the book is inspiring in that sense of really encouraging one another to know what to do, how to do it, and to, like you said, get off the couch and get going.
If it wasn't a family show, I'd have something else to say. But anyway, the you know, you talk about a concern. You talk about a conservative citizen in the book, but are there, you know,
yes.
I have liberal friends that are very, well, they're considered liberal anyway, that are very close to my mindset. They're very close to the way we think. Can, mm-hmm. you know, first of all, what is a conservative citizen, and can liberals also be part of the equation?
Well, yeah, so let's define liberal. So basically, a conservative might be a business person that wants to own their own land. You know, that's conservatively constitutional. They might want freedom of speech. Well, frankly, you know, that's constitutionally conservative because that's part of it. This part about being liberal is, I think, tips over into the morality. And conservatives stand on not only the morality of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, I mean, life being the bottom line, but also that those things that cause a city to be healthy and strong. So you might have friends that say, yes, I want the right to start my own business. I want the right to set their own, you know, my own guidelines for that business and, you know, be able to speak to be free to have and to pursue those things, that those goals that seem common to all Americans. Actually, if I could move into the fact that one of the things that is so divisive within this administration and that has trickled down is separating us. And what is our strength is uniting us. So
you got to hold that thought because we got to go to a break. I don't have to pay for the show. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. For stations and times, head up to the website, therealside.com. More with Becca Keating right after this. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Can I tell you a couple of nitwits?
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Head up to the website. You can find stations and times and pick up the classic podcast. A whole bunch of stuff going on up on the website, including a live chat room. We have smarter people than myself in that chat room. And, you know, they're conversing. They're getting along. I'm telling you, so can you. I don't care what side of the aisle you're from. You can get along in there, too. I am Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side. Check us out up on TheRealSide.com. Becca Keating joins me. She's the author of a book called Impact Your World, Empowering the Constitutional Conservative Citizen. This is the second volume of the book. And, Becca, thanks for joining me today.
Yes, you bet. Glad to be here today.
Now, let's pick up where we left off. You were talking about the, and you know, you already know I'm in agreement with you, the divisiveness of this this administration, an administration that swore they would pull us together, swore they would make us a purple country. Apparently, I don't know what the color purple looks like. Why don't you enlighten me?
Well, you know, the thing about changing a nation, you know, it's, well, let's go back to the division part. You know, when he causes any kind of divisiveness with between color, between class, race, male, female, we can't stand. A divided house cannot stand. And so what happens is then you know, you're talking about your liberal friend, we need to pull in and look at what is common between us. What do we agree on? How there's so many more things that we enjoy or agree on, and those are things we need to focus on. There are so many things that could divide us, but let's choose not to let that happen because we need to pull in and be the United States of America.
Oh, I agree. I agree with you, but you know this is, this administration does not seem on the same page. You know, they seem to take a tack that either you come over to our way of thinking because our way of thinking is the true American way of thinking. Our way of thinking is the only way we're going to be successful because, you know, socialism has worked so well in so many places. So, yeah, when you say divisiveness, you're not kidding. But You know, they term, you know, are our freedoms at risk? And if so, I mean, the liberals or the people in power right now, they have a different viewpoint of what freedoms are than we do.
Right. Well, interesting enough, though, the freedoms that are at risk are not only the dividing us, but also our freedom of privacy, which includes speech, which includes faith. So you have these connected areas of freedom, and once you destroy one, it trickles down to the other. So if they can, like this thing with political correctness, if they can affect what we can say and what we can't say, then that muzzles us from actually expressing our true convictions or in actuality our faith. And so even Dennis Prager says a good citizen makes a good nation. And so if we can't live out our faith, if we can't express it verbally as well as in our good works, how will that affect our United States? Well, it does. It affects us in multiplicity of ways. But privacy, I mean, it's starting to creep in more and more and more, so that and in my book, I expose what Facebook is doing, what Twitter is doing, the other Google is doing. And so they have began to creep in and taken away our freedoms, even to express ourselves so that other people might know how we're, what we're thinking and how we're feeling.
Oh, yeah. No, they've been caught. Subjects. You're right. Facebook has been caught now red-handed on more than one occasion. And actually, with a large conservative group I'm with, they've banned every website on a regular basis on the group that I'm with. And now they've been caught. But they say, no, they really don't do that. But there's example after example, and Zuckerman, yeah, you know, wants to bring in the reporters to plead his case. So,
of course.
I love it. I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, in my book, I actually document from another source that, with, you know, from a timeline even, when they started doing the different things with Facebook. And so it's just knowing that, and then the switch around is then combating that. And so what should we be doing as a citizen, as a constitutional conservative citizen of our nation? How do we combat that? And, you know, this thing related to how our freedoms are played out in our society and being able to live a good life, let's say the good life or the good works, if that's inhibited, if that's restricted, and it, frankly, it trickles down to that value of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It goes all the way back to the Constitution. So if we don't value life, and we don't value the liberty that we have, and liberty doesn't mean I can do whatever I want towards you. It means I have the freedom to do what I ought to do in order to respect the freedom that you have. And we've got that so upside down, so perverted, shall we say, that we need to just rein it back in and reestablish really what freedom is, first of all. And it does. It goes back to the Constitution, and in the Bill of Rights, it lays out in the first 10 amendments there, those things which are established under God, under our Creator, that give us those rights. Government doesn't give us those rights alone, but they are given by God.
Well, unless the founding fathers thought that they were the creators. I mean, they wrote the freedom that was given by. They talk about the Creator, and we know that none of them are the creators. So I don't know what people who don't believe in God think that they were talking about.
Right. It's so, I mean, I have one chapter alone on the Founding Fathers, and it's astounding their faith and their turn to prayer and their continually seeing God's hand in the writing of the Constitution. And it is an extraordinary document. It's like none other ever written. And I think people just are not aware. And so this book helps you become aware of and it's not a complicated subject. I mean, you know, you talk about, or you hear these people that are experts in the Constitution. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we don't have to be an expert. We can just read it and glean from it the truths of it. And then it empowers us. It empowers us to know how we as citizens should be responding to those elected officials that are, that are in our state, that are in our, down in Washington, D.C. And here we are, you know, looking to elect a president. And are the candidates even following that which is what's designed?
Oh, I can answer that. No. I mean, you know, talk about you don't need an expert. You're right. No. The answer is just simply no. So, you know, when you really get down to it and you start looking at what's going on, the we've got a lot of conservative Christians, a lot of conservatives, period, who say they're not going to vote. And they tell me, do not tell them that that's a vote for Hillary. Well, here's what I said to them. Here's the deal. If you do not vote, then yes, you are voting for Hillary. And it's really simple.
Exactly.
If your next door neighbor's voting for Hillary, and you're not, you don't want to vote, you're a Republican, you don't want to vote for Trump, her or his vote counts. However, if you vote for Trump and they vote for Hillary, you void each other out. So don't give me this stuff that, you know, it doesn't matter, and don't try to tell me that if I don't vote, it's a vote for Hillary. Guess what? Yes, it is.
Well, I have this one. I have a whole chapter, actually, to vote or not to vote. That is the question. And I go through some of the different reasons that people give. But what I love most is this cartoon that I have in the book that shows, you know, this all these people on one side with their stickers, I voted today. You know, there's like, you know, a million over here.
Yeah.
And then there's like 10 million on the other side that, oh, I didn't think my vote would count. And the truth of the matter is, not only does it count, it's a privilege that we have as citizens. And actually, it's a right. It's a right that we have not taken proudly, shall we say. Yeah, seriously, yeah. And so I go through the different reasons and the consequences of those reasons. And just going back to the fact that 90 million did not show up to vote last time, and then we wonder why we got the president that we did. So, and 30 of those were evangelicals, and they maybe didn't show up because they just thought,
no,
like,
look,
not
let's put
my
it out
conviction.
There. They wouldn't vote for a Mormon, right? And what I said to my friends, what I said to my religious friend is right. So you don't want to vote for somebody who has strong family beliefs. You don't want to vote for somebody who believes in the sanctity of marriage, who believe, you know, I mean, I can go down the whole list. So we don't want to vote for them because, don't get me started because I'm going to blow up here. Anyway, we got to go for a quick break. I got to pay for the show. So we'll be back in a second. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side, and we do believe in capitalism. So listen to the commercials and buy something. We'll be back in a minute.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
Okay, that was perfect. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side. She is still in a fog, and she doesn't require cocaine to get there. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a list of stations and times up there if you want to catch the show later on. But you can always catch it an hour after the show is over. I put the podcast up, so you can grab any podcast you want. By the hour, the whole three-hour block, whatever way you want to do it. Also, head up to my website and give me your email address. That's right. I want your email address. It's the way I get information to you. I let you know who's going to be in the show, what we're going to be talking about, the sponsors that we have. And yes, you know what? You like shows like this. You tell me you like shows like this. There's only one way to, you know, it's about the money. There's only one way to make that happen. I need your money. Anyhow, I am Joe Messina, your host again. Becca Keating joins me. She is the author of Impact Your World, Empowering the Constitutional Conservative Citizen. This is her second book. And Becca, first, thanks for joining me today.
You bet. Right. And to let people know if they want to buy the book, I'm sure they do. They go to BeccaKeating.net.
Well, we have no socialists listening to the show, so nobody wants the book for free, I'm sure. They'll be more than happy to pay for it, let me tell you. Head over to BeccaKeating.net. Also, we'll put it up in our bookstore as well later on, so you'll have an opportunity or option to get it there as well. You know, I wrote a piece. You know how my pieces get a lot of, we'll say activity. I'll put it that way.
Slack.
So I wrote a piece on Monday about the president, and, you know, we don't need no stinking bills, stinking laws, because he doesn't need Congress. He can do it all by himself. When people get into some of the conversation, your comment about people being ill-informed or not properly instructed or, I would say, just plain stupid.
Mm.
You know, they think the faith of our founding fathers was nil. They think our founding fathers were running away from religion. They think our founding fathers wanted nothing to do with God. And to show you their ignorance, it goes right back to your earlier point. They've never read the Constitution. So what was the faith of our founding fathers?
It's extraordinary. You know, you have these few individuals, few compared to the British Army, that wanted to break away from a king, something like we're experiencing now, that was telling them what to do, when to sit, you know, when to stand, what was to be taxed, where they could live, you know, the whole thing. And they left, you know, establishing colonies so they could then have freedom of religion, freedom of speech. Those freedoms, which were inalienable from their creator. And so they fought to establish their own nation that would be separate away from the king. And so some of what is in the Constitution actually talks about breaking away from that. And but, you know, when you this chapter on faith of our fathers, the founding fathers, it's extraordinary. Their faith in a God of creation, and to empower them to fight against a British army, to give them wisdom, to give them insight into putting together a document that would establish a government that would be checks and balances so that there wouldn't be any overrule, you know, where the people, it would be a government ruled by the people,
a representative government. That's where people, you know,
exactly.
When people say we live in a democracy, I'm going, you're making me crazy. We don't. We live in a republic. There's a major difference between the two. It just shows you the ignorance of people. Just great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I don't know if ignorance is, but just not informed. You know, we have a lot of smart people that don't know how to balance their checkbook. You know, it's because maybe they didn't have it practiced that. But
but the ATM says I have money in there, so I must, right? I mean, isn't that how it works?
Yeah, that's okay. Right. So there is opportunity to know what's in the Constitution. Like I said, it's in the back of my book. So if you buy my book, you have the Constitution there. And you can read it. And actually, you know, the book brings in parts of it. So, you know, knowledge of the Constitution gives us strength, gives us the Hebrew word for the guts to be strong and to stand up. The chutzpah. What is it?
Really? You're asking me?
Is that the word?
Yeah, good.
Oh, that's right. You're the Catholic boy. So knowledge of the Constitution gives us strength to know. It's the rules of the game, basically. I liken it to, let's say, a sport where we think that the elected officials are the ones that are running the game. They're the coaches. It's we, the people, that are the coaches, and we hire and fire the players. And the president is just a captain of the team. And we can fire and hire him, or hire and fire him as well. Now, the judicial branch of the government are like the referees. They say, you know, you've broken the rules. And so the importance of the coaches is to make sure that not only they choose a good team and a good captain, but they make sure the referees that are hired are reflective of those convictions in the Constitution as well. So we the people, back to that, you know, really, we need to be engaged. We need to pay attention. And if things aren't going as we think they should, reevaluate, have I been involved? Have I known who's running for city council or assembly or state senator? You know, and do they represent my convictions, or are they even in line with what would be morally acceptable for my neighborhood, my state? And that makes a big difference then when we go to the polls. Does right. that make sense to you?
Yeah, no, and I tell people all the time, I say, look, you have got to do some research. Don't this doesn't sound right, but don't listen to me. Don't take what I say as gospel truth. You got to do it on your own. You got to go look. Mm-hmm. You got to find out what this person's, I don't know, voting record is, what they stand for, what their basic foundational moral values are, and you vote for the person that most lines up with you. And not that lines up with your cousin Frank, because you don't know what your cousin Frank really believes. So right? I mean, you really don't know until you really get down to it.
Well, and some people know, where do I find that out? So in the back of my book, I have these helpful resources that have some websites and locations to go to where you can find out. It's like voter guides. Even if you need some attorneys that you like, if you get caught in a lawsuit, you know, who to contact.
Right.
Some other things for privacy, speakupmovement.org. All those are listed in the back of my book under helpful resources. So, you know, there are places out there to find out, you know, what they stand for, what they voted on. And like Joe said, if they don't align with your morals or your family values, so to speak, then you have that right to say, no, I'm not going to vote for them, but I do want to vote for the other person. It gives you the power.
The thing that bothers me about people, and again, you know, I'm there with you, but the thing that bothers me about people who scream, you know, conservative, constitutionalist, this, that, and the other thing, I don't see the level of conviction with them in coming out and actually doing something. You know, you talk about revival, mm-hmm. You talk about impacting mm-hmm. the culture, you know, you talk about rising up and standing firm. I mean, we don't seem to do that well. We don't come out and support well. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you mean, and I do feel like there's a disconnect between what I call secular versus spiritual. But I have found more and more that we are waking up, those faithful conservatives, maybe in the evangelical realm, one of which I cite several situations in my book, but I got mostly excited about what happened in San Antonio, Texas, where a situation that the city council wanted to put a restriction or a regulation on the city regarding this bathroom regulation, and the churches within the community began to rise up, and there was one particular city council member that was faith-based, and she decided to meet with the local pastors regularly for prayer. Well, that blossomed into more people becoming aware and more people getting on fire to stand up for what's right within their community, for their children, for their families. And as it turns out, they got a new mayor and a new whole city council. And it was because those people within the faith-based area of San Antonio rose up.
Right.
And I think we're seeing that more and more. You've got
I hope you're right. We need more and more representative government. But we're up against it, Becca. Tell my listeners, tell me where we get a copy of your book, and if you're posting any kind of articles or anything like that, where they can find them.
You know, if you go to BeccaKeating.net, BeccaKeating.net, you can order the book from there. It'll take you right to Amazon. They'll ship it right to your door. And then there's other books that I've written in that same Impact Your World series, some videos that they can see me talk. talking up a storm of my impact moments. And also, you know, seeing where I've been with Joe Messina at other times on the show. So we'll have a copy of our time on the radio right on my website.
We're both going to get cut off in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Hang tight. Got a lot coming up in the next hour. Seriously. Nothing but social issues, open mic, all topics on the table. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.